今天我们来看路德记。路德记是在四世纪的一个时期里面。
Today we move on to Book of Ruth. It's in the period of Judges.
按照它的时期来看，大概也是在四世纪的末期的当中。
So according to the Book of Judges, probably toward the end of the period of the Judges.
那么从第一节里面我们就看到有一个人的名字叫以利米勒。
So we know there's a man named Elimelech.
以利米勒乃是我就是君王。或是我是神的这个 君王
So it means the word means I'm the king or God's Lord.
他从哪一个地方搬到摩押地呢？
So where did he move to Moab?
他从哪个地方搬去的？
Where did he move from?
伯利恒的意思是什么呢？
From Bethlehem, what does it
mean? 粮仓的意思。
It's a barns, Bethlehem.
就是非常丰富的资源的地方。
Meaning it's a place of great abundance.
可惜那个地方怎么样？饥荒。
Unfortunately, there was famine there.
所以这一个以利米勒呢，就要搬到摩押地区。
So Elimelech moved to the country of Moab.
那么为什么没有全部的人搬，只有这一个人搬呢？
How come not everyone moved except for him?
那么这一个人就是这样子没有寻求神的意思。
So, because he did not seek the will of God.
那么严格讲起来，也不用寻求神的意思。
Strictly speaking, he did not need to seek the will of God.
那个本来就不是应许之地。
Because that's not the land of promise.
虽然那个地方有粮。
Even though there was grain.
那么我们就要看到什么是神给我们的应许之地。
And then we need to look at what is the land of promise.
这是路德记里面给我们看到的，若没有按照神的应许在那个地方的时候。
So if we don't go according to the promise where God sets,
纵然那个地方可以给我们有丰富的饱足，
even though the place may give us, we may be satisfied by its abundance,
那却不是神给我们的应许之地。
But it's not a promised land.
我们看到路德记里面这个以利米勒呢，他搬到了摩押地。
So we saw that Elimelech went to the country of Moab.
那么他的两个孩子呢？娶了当地的女子为妻。
So his two sons are married to the local girls.
一步错就步步错。
So one mistake led to another.
当然，我们从这个错误的当中呢，如何让我们看到神他怎么样拯救这个家族
？So we can see that from the mistakes that they made, how God came to save them.
虽然这个家族里面他没有经过神的同意而离开了。这样子一个地方
even though they left without God's blessing
很多人说虽然没有神的旨意好像有神的美意
sometimes people feel like even though they may have not have God's will but may be blessed
因为路德是什么是这一个大卫的这一个曾祖母
so Ruth eventually became the great grandmother of Jesus
那么好像有神的美意
It seems like it was God's good will.
我不这么认同。
I don't think so.
我们看这个是神的怜悯。
We see it's God's mercy.
不是神的美意。
This is God's good will.
因为神的美意绝对不会跟他的旨意相违背。
Because God's perfect will would not be against His own will.
因此我们在看圣经的时候，所以或我们在讲话语的时候，应该有一个谨慎的心。
So when we talk about the Bible, when we speak to others, we need to have a heart ear.
虽然能够被引导回来。
Even though we may be led back,
那是神的慈悲跟怜悯。
That's God's mercy.
我们看到这个一步错的时候呢，到那个地方呢，两个孩子呢，就走这一个呢是怎么样？是一个这个马伦。
So we saw the two sons, Malon and Kilian.
生病的意思。
Malon means a sickness.
基连软弱的意思。
Kilian means weakness.
他是在那个地方怎么样？又病又软弱。
Means that he was sick and also weak at that place.
怎么把自己的孩子取成这样子的名字
？How come he gave these names to his own sons?
然后在以前呢，这个中国也有这样子的一个习惯。
In China, there was also this custom.
把那个孩子取的名字比较不好听。
They gave names that are not so pleasant to their children.
因为取不好听的名字比较好养。
Because the children that have terrible sounding names are easier to raise up.
有一种过去的错误的风俗习惯
is a erroneous customs of the past.
啊，不好听比较好养。
Terrible sounding names are easier to raise.
意思就那一个讨债鬼哈，不会来找他。
So those who owe money, then those creditors will not come after them.
哎，这个人的名字已经这么差了，还去找他。
So this person is already terrible sounding name.
讨债鬼要找比较怎么样啊？这个比较好一点的。
Then the ghost will go after other ones that are better.
所以呢，就把他名字取得比较难听一点。
So they give them terrible sounding names.
这个是中国以前有一些错误的风俗习惯。
This was their erroneous custom.
那么是不是他们也被这一个摩崖地里面的风俗习惯里面来影响了呢？
So were they affected by the customs and traditions of the country of Moab?
虽然不尽然，但是呢，他在这一个过程的当中看到这两个孩子的名称。
So even though it may not be completely, but you see the names given to these two sons.
我们看到那个是他属灵光景的表现。
This is his manifestation of his spiritual life.
到这个地方没有比较好。
He found that it's no better to be there.
虽然没有饥荒。
Even though there was no famine.
好像有粮食的供应。
Even though there were grains.
并没有告诉他们说在那个地方非常的辛苦。
It didn't say that they labor hard in that place.
那我们从属灵的意思来看到，就是到那个地方虽然没有饥荒。
So from the spiritual point of view, even though there was no famine in that country.
以色列伯利恒虽然有饥荒。
Even though in the country of Israel, Bethlehem had a famine.
在一个里头呢，我们看到呢，如果呢没有神的供应的时候。
We see that if there is no providence from God,
有时候我们是要调转我们的脚步。
Then we need to change our steps.
而并不是要去怎么样找食物。
But not to seek food.
这个给我们看到的是找食物。食物对我们固然重要。
Even though the food is important,
那么为什么没有供应呢？
How come there's no providence?
应该去调转我们生命的脚步。
Because we need to change the step of our lives.
因为神的话语在教会里面并不可能没有供应。
So the word of God in church definitely will provide.
当然如果那个是走错路的教会，那我们就不敢说了。
So for those churches that are not on the right path, then I cannot guarantee.
因此呢，这个以利米勒呢是神的君王，是神，然后他怎么样，他到摩押地里面去的时候变成一个怎么样，这个非常糟糕的一个情况。
So even though Elimelech means a king, or Lord's king,
我们看
到 he went to the wrong place, then he ran into problems.
他的太太叫做拿俄米。
His wife's name was Naomi.
拿俄米意思中文叫做甜姐儿啊。
I think it meant
甜的意思。
Means that sweetness in Chinese.
哎呀，这个那个，我想年轻的时候，这个应该很漂亮，很甜啊。
So I believe that she probably was very sweet when she was young.
那么，这个漂亮而非常甜的这个老公死了。
So this wife who was beautiful and sweet,
那么
her husband died.
神是我的君王死了。
So mean that the Lord's king died.
不久，他的两个儿子也死了。
There on his two sons also died, or her sons died also.
哎呀，我们知道寡妇死了儿子，没指望，对不对
？We know that widows without sons have no hope.
不是一个寡妇呢，三个寡妇。
So there are actually three widows here.
都没有孩子。
Have no sons.
三个寡妇在那个地方。
Three widows live together there.
真的很苦。
Really is bitter.
苦到三个寡妇呢，最后怎么拿俄米说，我没有办法在这个地方了。他终于怎么样醒悟过来。
So to the point, it was so bitter that Naomi finally.
他什么时候醒悟过来呢
？When did she wake up?
其实我们又看到哈，跟这一个浪子回头很相像的一个典故，就是他听到伯利恒有粮。
So this is very similar to the story of the prodigal son when she heard there was grain back in Bethlehem.
那么这个是不是这个地方没粮了呢？
Does that mean that there's no grain anymore in the country of Moab?
摩押地没有饥荒啊。
There was no famine in Moab.
但是呢，他听到他原来的地方呢，他怎么样，已经怎么样有粮食。
So when she heard that there's grain in her original place of settlement.
从这个地方我们看到，当一个人醒悟过来的时候，知道啊，原来以前我听不进去的，那是真的要供应给我。
So for those people who truly returned, they would say the words are given to me truly was providence to me.
很多人当这一个生命里面在流浪的时候，听到，哎呀，以前那我真听不进去的那一些道，现在才是真是我需要的。
So those who wander around finally realize that the words that really were providence to them But that's what they needed.
我们就发现到人如果没有受过一些苦难的这一个啊调剂的时候，人的生命里面好像很难成长。
So we realize that for those who have never experienced hardship, it's hard for their life to grow.
当然，他想要回到这个伯利恒的时候呢，他就想啊，这一个两个，这个还年轻，赶快让他嫁了吧。
So she realized that these two widows were still young, that she wanted them to marry to others.
Naomi 想得非常的多，想得非常的贴切，说这两个还年轻，我已经没有孩子了啊，就请他们回去吧。
Because Naomi was a very thoughtful person, and she thought about her two daughter-in-laws that she wanted them to marry.
那我想在那个地方还有一些产业吧，把它卖掉了啊，给他们带回去吧。
So I believe she probably had some inheritance in Moab and tried to sell them and give it to them.
那么我们看到这两个，这个两个这个媳妇呢都非常的好，都要跟着 Naomi.
We saw that these two daughter-in-laws would try to stay close to her.
Naomi 在婉拒把他们赶回去。
But Naomi tried to send them away.
那我们看到另一个真的回去了。
We saw one truly left.
那也不代表他不孝。
Doesn't mean that she was not.
在那个时代，这样子的人，或现在这个时代那样子的人是难能可贵。
So the type of person in that period and our period also are hard to find.
当然，我们看到路德他是跟随到底。
But we see that Ruth followed all the way to the end.
最主要，这一个是怎么样？是一个信仰的路。
So this is a path of faith.
因为他领受到这个信仰。
Because she received this faith.
表示呢，在那一个苦难的过程当中，他们并没有离弃神。
Meaning that during the hardship, that they did not depart from God.
他们仍然知道神是他们唯一的依靠。
They knew that God was their only trust.
这一个是人醒过来的最基本的原因。
This is why men wake up.
如果一直自义到底的时候，就没有可能回来的原因的根本的。
So if they're just going according to their own will, they'll probably never come back.
于是呢，他就回到这一个，回到伯利恒。
So they returned to Bethlehem.
路德跟随的时候，他叫他说：“我怎么这一个啊？这一个已经是这个没有办法再生孩子的了啊。
”So when Ruth tried to follow Naomi, Naomi told her, "I'm one who can never have children."
等男生啊，孩子，你们能等他长大吗
？Even if I have sons, can you guys wait until they grow up?
但是他讲到一句话，就是说：“你的神就是我的神。
”But she said, "Your God is my God."
这个就是信仰。
This is faith.
这个是他最主要跟随 Naomi 的一个。
This is the main reason that she followed Naomi.
我们知道摩押这个是这个罗德的后裔。
We know that Moab is the descendant of Lot.
也是从亚伯拉罕那个时代出来的。
He came up from the period of Abraham.
最起码他跟着亚伯拉罕一起出来，虽然最后跑到索多玛、俄摩拉。
At least Lot followed Abraham, even though eventually he ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是我们看到他们也应当有一些真从祖宗传留下来的一些亚伯拉罕的献祭的观念。
But at least they must have understood some of the concept of sacrifice or offering from Abraham.
他终于找到了这一个曾经带领他们祖宗出来的那一位神。
So they finally found the God that led them out of their old country.
所以很多人一辈子在寻求神的时候，他不知道什么是神。
So a lot of people try to seek God all their life, they don't know who is God.
所以如果我们在一个信仰的一个动机里头，不是因为我们个人的利益的时候
，If we are seeking with motives not for our own selves,
那一种很多人，哎呀，这个人啊，拜佛拜得很虔诚。
Some people will say that this person worship Buddha so sincerely.
当我听到这句话的时候
，When I hear this phrase，
我心中就想出两个。
There are two things。
他的动机是不是真的虔诚
？Yeah, I think about whether their motives are truly fear。
还是他有某一些利益的诉求，所以他必须要虔诚。
So maybe they are seeking something, so they have to be fearful。
第二，他真的在寻求一位神啊，虔诚。
So are they really seeking God that they are very fearful？
只不过他找错。
It's just that they were in the wrong direction。
他很感恩。
They are very thankful.
那么这种人的时候，你应该为他迫切祷告。
This kind of person, you should pray for them earnestly.
因为他找错神。
Because they found the wrong God.
我们希望他有一天能够真正的能够找对。
We hope that one day they will find the true God.
那么这样的祷告也是合乎神的心意。
This kind of prayer is in His will.
所以当你看到这一个人拜佛或找一个宗教找得非常勤的时候。
So we see somebody who is very jealous for Buddha.
你不要说哎呀，这样福音对他没有果效。
You think that the gospel has no effect on them?
不是的，他正需要福音。
No, they actually truly need the gospel.
如果我们有这样子的一个观念，我们为他祷告。
So we have that such a concept, we'll pray for them.
就因为你为他祷告，他的生命里面找到一位真神。
But because of your prayers, you'll find the true living God.
那么拿俄米那一种状况里面，他怎么会想到说，你的神如果这么神，怎么会变成这样？
So Naomi didn't say that because if God were truly true God, why would we fall into such a condition?
路德不是从好的环境里面去看到神的存在。
So I'm sorry, that's what Ruth might have said, but she didn't, so that at least she understood.
那路德是从怎么样？这个是真正的神，而不是从环境的一些好、丰富跟不好来看到神有没有存在。
So Ruth did not look at God from a point whether there was abundance or not.
我相信很多在拜其他宗教的这一些宗教徒，他们有都可能跟路德很像。
I believe a lot of people who are in other religions are very similar to Ruth.
所以神怎么会把这一些人轻轻的放走呢？我们必须要把福音给他。
So why would God just lightly let them go? We need to give them the gospel.
对，当我们看到有一些人很虔诚的时候，我们要知道他可能他的生命里头呢，他怎么样？他需要一个真正的救赎。
So when we see a lot of people with truly reverent life, we know that they really need this redemption.
那么是不是靠着我们把福音给他呢？
Or it's only by the gospel that we give them?
我们跟把他把福音告诉给他呢？
Do we just give them the gospel?
不，我们要先背后为他做一个长算的祷告。
We need to pray for them for extended period of time.
求神兴起机会。
May the Lord give them a chance.
因为他们在追求的时候，他们有时候慢慢已经从宗教里面走到一种自义的观念。
Sometimes as they were seeking, they may have gone from religion into a self-will.
他在这个宗教里面领受到许多的好处。
Because they have received a lot of benefit from the religion.
心灵的慰藉啦。
Or maybe the calmness of their heart.
做行善的事情啦。
Or doing good.
他们做得非常的好，自得其乐。
So they do very well and have a lot of joy.
但却拜错了神。
But they worship the wrong God.
那我们看到路德呢，他是因为信仰的原因，在他生命里面产生了一个生命的盼望。
It's Ruth because of the faith in her life that she has a hope.
那除了死能跟我跟那婆婆你分开以外，没有什么可以跟我与你分开。
Except for death, nothing will separate her from her mother-in-law.
那我们就看到路德后来就回到了跟婆婆回到了这个以色列的境地。
We know that eventually she went back.With Naomi back to the border of Israel.
圣经后面有地图、
So there's no map in the Bible.
你看那个伯利恒，还有看摩押。
You look in Bethlehem and Moab.
中间经过了一个约旦河。
They have to cross the Jordan.
那么他怎么样？要到约旦河以东，然后从这个地方的马拉西的境界呢？这个半支派的境界呢？走到怎么样？走到摩押地。
Then they have to cross the Jordan, and then cross to the land of the half tribe of Manasseh to get to Moab.
距离啊，还蛮远的。
So this is a quite distance.
神如果没有恩典给拿俄米
，If God did not give grace to Naomi,
两个媳妇都走了。
The two daughter-in-laws would have left.
那一些地方经过都要经过什么4700尺以上的高山。
Then she had to cross a mountain that about 4,700 feet high.
路上可能有盗贼。
And there may be robbers on the way.
路上可能有这一个很多的这一个豺狼。
Maybe there are other dangers around the path.
一个老太太一直自己回家。
There's one old lady going home by herself.
恐怕还没到家，心里就气馁。
Maybe she was刚 given up in her spirit.
两个媳妇都走掉了。
And the two daughters-in-law
老公也死掉了。
And the husband died.
儿子也死掉了。
And the son died.
回到那里有什么盼望呢？
What's the hope of going back?
就是吃喝等死。
So go back there to wait.
倒不如现在就死吧。
Should die from there.
有可能人走到尽头的时候，那一种气馁的心会升上来。
So maybe when people go to have no place to go, that they may have this kind of.
感谢神有路德的陪伴。
But thank God for the Ruth accompanying her.
这两个寡妇走回。神应许之地。
These two widows walk back to the land of promise.
那我们就看到在这应许之地的第二章里面，我们就看到神怎么样恩待。
We can see in chapter 2 how God showed favor to them.
在这个第二章第十节到第十一节里头。
In chapter 2 verse 10 to verse 11.
我们就已经看到这波阿斯已经早就注意到路德这个人。
We noticed that Boaz already took notice of Naomi and the Ruth.
是怎么样呢？从第十节里面我们看到波阿斯善待路德。
We saw that how Boaz showed favor to Ruth.
路德就俯伏在地叩拜说，对他说，我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？
So she bowed down with her face to the ground and she exclaimed, why have I found favor, such favor in your eyes that notice me, a foreigner?
从波阿斯的回答我们就知道波阿斯注意他很久了。
So from Boaz's reply, we know that he had taken notice of her for a while.
自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开母父和本地，到不到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。
I've been told about all you've done for your mother-in-law since your death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland.
我对你的孝心，对你所做的工作，服侍你的婆婆，这样子的一个人，难能可贵。
And the work you've done of honoring your mother-in-law and your husband.
那么愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀。
May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, whose wings that you have come to take under refuge.
当我们的生命醒悟过来的时候，
When our lives are revived,
我们在耶和华的翅膀下，
We are under His wings.
神有时候透过饥荒，让我们看到我们生命里面需要回转过来。
Sometimes God let us see famine so that we can change our life.
当然不一定要离开应许之地。
Of course, we don't need to leave the land of promise.
等候有时候也是一种苦难。
Sometimes to wait and hope is also a suffering.
那你不等候，你自己找路，那更苦。
So if you don't wait and you seek your own path, that's even worse.
神给我们的苦难是要让我们等候。
So God gives us a suffering is for us to wait.
我们用自己的方法去走的时候，苦上加苦。
But if we use our ways, we'll be suffering upon suffering.
感谢神，神有他的慈悲怜悯，让我们可以醒悟过来。
Praise to God that He has a compassion and mercy that we can be revived.
神的翅膀以下。
So under the wings of God.
这个第二章经过以后，第三章呢，这个 Naomi 已经看出来了啊。
So after chapter 2, Naomi already found out.
看出来一些端倪，就是哎，这个波阿斯呢，好像有一点点的喜欢这个路德的样子。
So she realized that Boaz has taken delight in Ruth.
两个寡妇回去以后促膝谈，谈到说啊，你今天去哪里捡麦子啊？碰到什么事情啊？
So Ruth and Naomi, when they were together at home, they were chatting about what happened about the.
啊，路德一定一五一十的跟他的婆婆讲，哎呀，我碰到了谁啊？他问我了，我把事情，他竟然知道我的事哎。
So Ruth told Naomi how this man had helped her and all the details that she had known about her.
那么他就开始怎么样啊？告诉他说：“那你去试试看。”
And that's why Naomi told Ruth to try.
麦子已经收好了哈，这个今天是一个啊丰年祭的时候哈啊丰收祭的时候哈。
Today is the harvest of barley.
你要看看那一个坡啊是在哪一个这个帐篷住下，你怎么样就到他的脚下去。
So you need to find out which tent that Boaz sleeps in. You need to go at his feet.
这个。路德啊，非常听婆婆的话。
This Ruth was very obedient to her mother-in-law.
路德这样听婆婆，你莫名其妙跑到一个财主的这个脚下里面去睡觉。
So otherwise she should have thought that why would such do crazy thing to be at the feet of a rich man?
叫你去做，你恐怕我怎么会呢？怎么可以呢？
If I tell you to do that, you can ask me why.
我们看到路德呢，就做这个工作。
So Ruth did as she was told.
那么的确呢，这个波阿斯呢善待她。
Indeed, Boaz showed favor upon her.
既然这样，你不可以空手回去。
And he told her that she should not go home empty-handed.
然后我们这个知道以色列有一个规定。
We know that there's a regulation in Israel.
就是要赎这一个这一个已经过世的人的地。
So to redeem the land of the dead.
要最至亲的人。
He has to be the kinsman.
那么这个至亲的人呢，如果不赎的时候呢，第二个至亲的人都要赎。
So if not the closest kinsman, then the next kinsman in line.
那么波阿斯呢就跟那一个人讲说啊，这第一个顺位是你啦。
So that's why Boaz told the other person, you're the first in line.
把所有的长老叫来了。
He called all the elders.
那个这个好，这个地不错。
And he said that this is a good land.
我可以数，我可以数。
The person said, I could redeem this.
Boaz, 那这个死人之地的那个寡妇啊，那个你也应当娶妻为他留后。
But then that Boaz said, you also have to acquire the dead man's widow.
这个是以色列的律法。
This is the decree in the law in Israel.
那这样不行哦，因为怎么样？那个是替别人生小孩哈，名字是别人的，还财产以后归他。
So then the person said, "I cannot redeem it because it's supposed to give their children to their name, and then the inheritance be given to them."
犹太人太会算了，哎呦，这个是怎么样啊？替别人养。
So the Jews really know how to calculate. They said, "Oh, this is doing for somebody else."
太没有利益价值了。
This has no benefit to me.
与我的产业有碍。
So it harms my estate.
我不赎了，留给你吧。
So that's why he said, "Cannot do it. I'll give it to you."
就把鞋子脱给他。
Then he gave me his sandal.
这个是意思就是让这一个啊，给你这一个啊，给你一个，让你自由。
So meaning to give you the freedom.
这个脱鞋子呢，是一个很特别的意义。
So to give sandal is a special meaning.
什么人不穿鞋子的？
Who does not wear a sandal?
奴隶是不穿鞋子。
Only slaves.
意思就是我把脱鞋子，我愿意怎么样，让你有一个很好的优先权。
So
在这一方面上面。
He gave his sandal to him so that he has a first right.
当然我们知道这一个呢，最后呢，这一个我们就看到第四章里面就看到了这一个啊，这一个啊，路德啊，他的这一个后裔里面呢。就有大卫。
So we saw that in the descendants of Ruth came about David.
大卫成为这一个以色列的第二任的王。
So we saw that David became the second king in Israel.
而是怎么样？合神心意。
And who, after the God's mind.
在所有的王里面，只有神讲到说，大卫是合我心意。
Only King David was called a king after God's heart.
那么耶稣基督就从大卫的子孙出来的。
So Jesus Christ came from the descendants of David.
所有的犹太人都认为，既然从大卫的子孙出来，他是在地上做王的。
So that all the Jews recognized that he was a descendant of King David.
他们就想到，这个王呢，应该跟大卫一样带领我们征战。
So that the Messiah should be a king, lead us in wars.
把我们失去的地呢，再一次的拿回来。
And to recapture the land that were lost.
所以他们一生当中就在等待大卫的子孙的这样子一个后裔的一个带领他们征战的王。
So their whole lives were waiting on a king from the descendant of David to lead them in such a way.
路德记里面给我们看到我们生命里面呢啊等待生命里面真正要带领我们。
So we see from the book of Ruth that truly we wait to be led.
第一个，当然我们在整个粮仓里面。可能没有供应的时候。
So even though we are in a place of barn and there is no providence,
我们看到很多人没有搬走，为什么他们搬走？
We see a lot of people did not move, but why they moved?
我们想到呢，我们的生命里面呢，我们需要等待。
We see that in our lives, we need to wait.
在这一个饥荒的过程当中，
in the process of famine,
我们也看到埃及曾经有过大饥荒。
We also saw that in Egypt there was great famine.
若不是约瑟啊，神先启示他先预备好、储备好粮仓。
If it wasn't God's revelation to Joseph to prepare the barns.
所以，当我们每一天在那个地方受这个啊预备的时候
，So every day when we come to be equipped,
是等待有一个属灵的低潮的时候，我们可以越过。
So that when we are in the spiritual lows that we can cross over.
每一个基督徒一定会碰到属灵的低潮。
Every Christian will run into spiritual low points.
我们如何预备好那个低潮来临的时候，我们能够越过
？That we need to be prepared when the low points come, how we can cross over.
而不是低潮来临的时候，像以利米勒一样带往不是神应许的地方去。
So we will not be like Elimelech, bring his sons to the land of not a province.
你是在那个地方苦上加苦。
Then bring trouble upon trouble.
我们看到这个拿欧米呢醒悟过来，回到这一个耶和华的应许之地。
We saw that Naomi woke up and brought them back to the land of promise.
我们在神的应许之地应该要忍耐等候。
So in the land of promise, we need to endure and wait.
尽快的回到神里面。
And quickly come back to the Lord.
回来的时候，我们看到是什么？那个正是 正在打动手收取麦穗的时候。
So when we come back, we'll see it's the time of harvest.
正是丰收的时候。
It's a time of abundance.
我们看到神一步一步的带领。
We see God's leading step by step.
这些呢都是神要赐福给我们的。
This is what God wants to bless us with.
啊，我们明天刚好是没有这个31号没有任何的读圣经的一个。
Tomorrow it happened to be 31st with no Bible study.
后面有一些问题跟一些 祷告的方法，我们盼望都是在31日那一天呢，我们来看这些东西。
So maybe there are problem about prayers and other issues that we'll talk about tomorrow.
明天我们特别要讲到这一个四世纪里面圣灵充满给他们，最后我们看到他们为什么每一个被充满的人没有把以色列带入正确的方向去。
So tomorrow we're going to talk about what happened in the book of Judges, even though they were filled with the Holy Spirit, but they did not lead the Israelites into the place.
从四世纪我们就看到怎么样，看到一个很重点，神的灵感动他。
We see an important point is that the Holy Spirit moved them.
这就是圣灵充满了他。
This is the Holy Spirit filling them.
很多人说，哎呀，圣灵怎么充满我们呢？
A lot of people ask how the Holy Spirit
fills us. 我们一定要倒空自己，所以圣灵才会充满我们。
We need to empty ourselves so that the Holy Spirit can fill us.
我们如果能倒空，我们还要圣灵干什么呢？
So if we can empty ourselves, why do we need the Holy Spirit?
我们看到参孙他倒空了没有？
Do we see Samson empty himself?
为什么神的灵感动他呢？
Why did the Holy Spirit move him?
这一个是我们从圣灵旧约里面、新约里面，我们看到圣灵充满。的一个很重要的一个观点。
So this is a very important point we see in the Old Testament and New Testament.
被神重用的人不见得是神所喜爱的。
Those who are used by God are not necessarily delighted by God.
这句话不是会有一些这一个很大的误差吗？
Is there some kind of contradiction in there?
如果你从旧约里面去看整个被神用的人，那个时代神用他。
So you can see in the Old Testament, God still used them.
神用他，那是神的权柄。
God used them as his authority.
那这一个权柄，我们不能哦，因为神用他这一个人，就是被神重用的人。
Just because God uses a person doesn't mean that this is greatly used.
一个真正被神重用的人，是神用重担压他的人。
A person greatly used by God, God uses great burden on this person.
让他扛起来，所以他能够重重被神所用。
So he can take up the burden that he may be used by God.
但是呢，他扛不起重担的时候呢，不愿意在这个重担里面使他呢能够往前走。
But he's not willing to take up the burden and move forward.
我们就看到了走简单的道路。
Then he will go the simple way.
以至于呢就不合乎神的使用。
Then it will not be used according to God.
圣灵充满真正的一个方法。让我们从旧约跟圣灵新约里面来看到什么叫做被圣灵充满。
So the way of being filled with Holy Spirit we see from the Old Testament and New Testament what it means to be filled with Holy Spirit.
以至于我们不会绕旷野。
So that we will not wander in the desert.
或像四世纪里面这400多年来的那一个空转。
So we will not be circling around like in the book of Judges.
你可以看到绕旷野40年，空转400多年。
So you can see that wandering in the desert for 400, but spinning in air for 400 years.
这一个是给我们看到，都是怎么样？有云柱、火柱，也有圣灵充满。
So we see this with the pillars of fire and cloud and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要从圣经里面去看看，圣经里面历史告诉我们什么是圣灵充满。
So from the history in the Bible, we find out what is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
千万不要从你的经验、经历、别人的见证。
Do not go from your experience or what you have seen or what other people have testified.
如果那些东西跟圣经不一样的时候，你最好回归圣经。
So if those things are not consistent with the Bible, you better return to the Bible.
我们求神光照我们。
May the Lord give us light.
我们来一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求主你帮助我。
Heavenly Father, may you help me.
让我从今天开始。
For starting today.
领受神你的真道。
Receive the truth.
被你圣灵所掌管。
And may control
the Holy Spirit. 我帮助我今天带领人晚上到教会里面来。
Lord, may you help me to bring others to the church tonight.
来领受神你话语的见证。
To receive the testimony.
在宣教周里面让我有宣教的盼望。
That during the week of the missionary.
我们感谢你。
Hope. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.